I see bubbles about fizzle of food. I pass it to the now. I see bubbles about fizzle of food. I pass it to the now.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Album Unconditional Love in Hi-Fi, and from Calgary, Alberta, Wild Rose Country, the song So Mad by Misha and the Spanx, a very cool Canadian alt-rock duo, and they have been played many times on the show before. We love them. Also, coming up right here is a song that I haven't heard in a long time, but honestly, I love Shazamming songs that I haven't heard in a long time. This is from Chicago. This is 25 or 6 to 4. I have no idea what the song actually means, but it jams, and it's a great tune from 1970. Here they are on the jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Lonely the moment that you told me that you'd always be there, be there.
You don't even know me, still every day you show me the way to make a difference when I thought that no one in this world would care, my soul was bleeding.
Around some, but don't let them divide us, 'cause we got love inside us.
You don't know you're selfless until someone is helpless. I see your sacrifices priceless. Heroes come in different shapes and sizes, yeah, they're all around us. You
was Indian City and the song Good People from the album Tomorrow, which was released in 2023. I love Indian City, and I was so honored and pleased to be able to sing on that track and get invited to hang out with Kelly Badu as well. It's a beautiful song. I really do love it. We've got music coming up on the show from the original soundtrack Nope, a song from an artist by the name of Xuma, originally from the Bahamas, and this is a song from 1970. It sort of slipped right under the radar. I really hope you dig it. It's called Obey Man. And also we've got Broadway Jungle from Toots and the Maytals, one of my favorite artists of all time. It was so sad when he passed away from COVID, but I got to see him twice, once at Lee's Palace, which is a club here in Toronto. If you don't know it, it's not too big, maybe 500 people, and he rocked the place. I also got to see him at the Danforth Music Hall, where he did the same thing. A little bigger venue, and I couldn't believe it. He was like in his mid-70s, and he was like, I guess watching Mick Jagger, but in a different way. Obviously, more roots, rock, reggae. We also have music from a Sudanese-American artist, How Sweet Is Your Love, coming up from Sin Kani. And Daniel Ponder is on the show right here, right now. I love this artist. I haven't played him in a long time or heard of her in a long time. This song came out not too long ago, 2022. She's from Rochester, New York. Here's Daniel Ponder and The Only Way Out on the Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I'm the up, yeah, man. If you got a woman, They just come out of me.
Oh, yeah.
And you make them see.
Oh, yeah.
And she will love you.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
And when she got you running.
Oh, yeah.
Got your brain on a track.
Oh, yeah.
You take some power.
Oh, yeah.
And you make some pop.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna give you.
Oh, yeah.
Setting your back.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a storm approaches, weather forecasters can tell people how much rain to expect and warn them if there's a risk of floods. But knowing where flooding is most likely to happen could help people better prepare, especially as climate change brings more extreme weather. So one researcher is creating a more advanced flood forecasting system for the coastal city of San Juan, Puerto Rico.
They will tell you, well, since you're going to have 3 to 5 inches falling in this place, more than likely this street that you tend to pass by is going to be flooded from this time to this time.
To build this system, Felix Santiago Collazo of the University of Georgia and his colleagues are gathering information about historic flood patterns from San Juan residents.
That local knowledge component is crucial for this type of hyperlocal flood modeling. So having their input and telling us when it tends to flood, how bad, where the water goes.
And they're deploying an array of inexpensive solar-powered flood sensors on stop signs, electricity poles, and other locations across the city to track which areas are flooded during storms. By better understanding how high water affects different parts of the city, the researchers aim to provide more detailed forecasts of future floods. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.